Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
And welcome to the 8th episode of Puckle's Battlecast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my somewhat knowledgeable co-hosts.
Shimu.
And definitely not Thatch.
That time it worked. All right.
Hooray.
Yeah. All right, and so as always, Puckle stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name Shimu came up with in 2007.
Yep.
Yep, just own it. Just own it. And as always, we're going to bring you the latest in competitive news and the goings-on. Today, we're going to be covering Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon and its effect on what we think is going to happen in the meta, in OU, because there's a lot of things that came out, a lot of new toys. We got move tutors, and we've got a total of, I think, technically 5 new Pokemon.
Zeraora.
Is that how you say it? Zeraora?
Zeraora, I believe, yeah.
All of these Pokemon literally have 4 vowels in their names.
I can't pronounce any of them.
And it's impossible.
I just remember them as like, hey, this is the guy that's going to Ubers. This is the guy who's not. Well, at least with the Ultra Beasts. And then there's Necrozma who gets to go hang out with Mega Rayray.
That's what everybody thinks. I don't think Ultra Necrozma is that great, but we can touch on that.
I mean, it's going to Ubers at a minimum.
Oh, yeah, it's going to Ubers.
Well, it's probably already there. I don't know.
Yes, it's
already there.
Yeah, they didn't mess up like with Kyurem, though, and give one of its forms like weak enough stats to be an OU.
Mm-hmm.
Both forms are in Ubers as well.
It's not really weak enough stats. It's more like move pool.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that physical is easier to counter than special.
Yes, I can agree. Yeah, because of Willow and everything. There's no special version of Willow.
Yeah.
No.
If there was, oh god.
That would be horrible.
The best you have for a special is like an assault vest, but then you're using an item slot, you don't...
Assault vest, and nobody's running Snarl, so...
No.
Except for maybe the random Arcanine or something like that. So, maybe. Okay. So let's get on to the first part. Let's go over some of the new Pokemon. We got 4 new Pokemon that matter because Zeraora isn't in the meta yet because it's not available in game. It's just there. And we'll just put the Electric Ninja Kitty Cat somewhere else. And so
sounds good to me.
So we got Blacephalon, or UB Burst. Blacephalon?
That sounds more right. The PH, I think, would be enough in this case.
Sure. Blacephalon, whatever. I don't care. It's too many vowels.
Yes, that's true.
Then we got Stack Attacker, or UB Assembly, and we've got Poipole, who evolves
Poipole.
who evolves into Naganadel. And so
we have more to talk about.
Yeah, that one's scary. So we're gonna go ahead and we'll just step through them. So Blacephalon, but Shamu, say it for me, and we're gonna pretend it was me. I said that, and
let's just call him Burst.
UB Burst, yes. Let's just talk about that. He actually gets a decent speed stat of like base 107.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That ghost typing as well is nice. I mean, ghost is always nice as an offensive type in my mind, at least.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Psychic. I mean, the downside is you're weak to ground, or I mean, well, not ground, dark, and cause knockoffs everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, that base 107 still does a lot. And he gets access to Mind Blown, and I think his base, like, 150.
It's base 150 with
151. 151. Well, he gets base 151 special attack himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
And Beast Boost.
He is a glass cannon, if there ever was.
Oh, absolutely.
He's like Nihilego, but good.
His defense is, well, base better. 53 HP, base 53 defense, base 79 special defense. So, like, it's like all of the Ultra Beasts. All the Ultra Beasts get these, like, hyper great stats, minus Celesteela. And that's just how they work. They get, like, a super stupid high attack, but it's Deoxys attack mode. And that's what it is.
Yeah. So, no, and I mean, that's how they're balanced. And
he gets a good number of moves, though. Like, that just blows my mind.
Offensively, it's not the greatest. It's just, like, a good chunk of, like, fire, ghost, and then he gets knockoff. But, like, utility-wise, he's got a lot of stuff. He gets, like, he gets trick, so he can do trick with Scarf effects.
That's really well, like, with his speed.
You get magic coat, which can be useful. You get taunt. You can actually, you have Sunny Day, so you taunt.
Taunt's run, the big one.
Yeah. You can run the Sunny Day.
Yeah.
Just stop with that. Just shut.
No, it's a thing, I swear.
It is a thing.
The Sunny Day set is a real thing.
You could run it, I guess
Z Sunny Day?
Z Sunny Day, I feel like that's just such a waste.
No, well,
it's good for sweeping, but that's about it.
It's more or less an option. So you just run Fire Emblem Z with Flamethrower and Mind Blown and Sunny Day. So you could either set up Sunny Day Z Mind Blown to hit like a nuke, or if you really want, you can Z Sunny Day to get the speed boost.
I agree with that. I agree with that situation. I would not run Fire Emblem Z on it with the intention of just Z Sunny Day is my play.
Yeah. Oh, no. You also get a Psychic and Psy Shock, by the way.
Yeah. Because he's a Ultra Beast. He gets good move. He gets a good move pool. They all have good move pools.
Right. No, and I mean, with the Z Sunny Day, just for anyone else, like, if they're water heavy, use it instead, because, you know, it'll have the water as well. Mm-hmm. And so you can actually go up against, you know, water types. I don't think he gets any grass knot or anything, so you're probably going to switch out anyway, but you know, if it gets to an end of a match, you got to do something.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's going to be interesting. I don't think this one's like terribly broken. It's just...
No, 107, you know, things are faster than it. Like, but with a Choice Scarf, you're going to outspeed most everything. If you feel the need to, you know, run a Choice Scarf on it. He almost doesn't, but...
I mean, you can make that case for Coco as well, though, because Coco's going to go outspeed it, so...
Right.
Don't even worry about it.
But 107's a nice upper tier. Like, he's not at the top, but you're going to be going first more often than not. And with that special attack, you can use him as a wall breaker. Like, get him out of the way when it comes time for... Like Coco or anyone else who's really faster than you who can put a hurt on you, but I'll do a lot of damage.
And with that speed too, it appreciates webs, which we actually have a lot more, I guess I would say more viable options now too.
Some of them, for webs?
Yeah. But like, we got more web users. Like Rabambi might use it, but I'm a fan of Rabambi myself just because of the fairy typing.
How did they get sticky web? Is it just an egg move? Okay.
Yeah. Like Araquanid gets it and the Ribombee gets it. There's a couple more options.
Ribombee's a good choice because I think that's the fastest user then.
Yeah, if you 120 or 124, you got the fairy typing, so you've got a little bit there. You've got some decent status moves too. And like you get powder now, and you like Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, you got Sticky Web and Powder as new egg moves.
Yeah, no.
And then,
Sticky webs on something else is just nuts. I'm a fan of Ribombee, actually, now that you told me that.
Yeah, and then, like, it gets defogged. Not that you're going to want to use it with Sticky web, but as the option.
They just threw defog on everything.
Yeah.
You can do Sticky web and Tailwind, and then, like, you'll be dead with the bash.
We all asked for the defog move tutor, and then we didn't realize what we did.
We might have made a mistake.
That got a bit outrageous. like, but it's fine. We'll deal with it.
No, that's good. I'm happy to see some other viable sticky web users, because before it was just Galvantula and
Smeargle.
Smeargle, and it's like that doesn't feel that good.
The occasional Shuckle.
Shuckle is occasionally there. Like, there's like in lower tier, like Nivani and like Masquerain.
Mm-hmm. But like, let's be honest here. Getting up ladder, there's like one or two good mons for it. Like really telegraphed when you have it. So
yeah,
like you see a Galvantula, and if they don't lead off with it, you're like, okay, yeah, I guess that's fine.
The new ones we got, because it was Ribombee, Araquanid, and Slurpuff.
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 Wait, yeah. Slurpuff got Sticky Web?
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
Anti-synergistic. Can we build a utility Slurpuff?
maybe it's got like. Its lowest stat is 72, and that's its speed. Everything else is like, it doesn't go above 90.
It just seems so bad.
It doesn't seem that good, no.
I mean, like, it's got Unburden, just use that, because...
You might be able to pull off some weird shenanigans set, but I don't recommend it.
No, it just seems so
I really just run the Bombi, just for, like, Dicky Web hit with a fairy move. There you go.
That's
or Quiver
perfect.
Dance, too, because, like, It gets a bunch of random things that are actually half decent.
It's a pretty decent mon. If you need to fill up that fairy core and you're looking for a little utility out of it,
something fast that can at least do some like outspeed some things. Like
it's special attacks in the 90s, and
it's like 95.
Something like that. Okay. And I know its speed is ridiculous, so...
It gets to a 381 at level 100 with max speed.
That's fast. Not as fast as Coco, but like...
No, but it almost hits Greninja, I think. I think actually, it outspeeds Greninja a little bit.
It'll outspeed regular Greninja, yes.
So that'll be one thing that's nice. If you're having trouble with Greninja, you can have a Ribombee. Ribombee with Bug Buzz Moonblast.
Ribombee, the Greninja counter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of is.
That's interesting. I never thought about that one. That's going to make Whimsicott happy.
I mean, since he has Sticky Web, like that, in my book at least, it's like, okay, yeah. He kind of moves up a tier in my book just for the extra utility.
Mm-hmm. That's actually not too bad.
I want to see what tier it is, though. So.
Tier, and Smoke. I for some reason I had the tears from Piddle stuck in my head, and I'm like, I don't even know.
Two or three in Piddle.
It has to be like two or three.
What would BL3 be?
I'm like BL3. So BL is OUUU. Two is UURU. So that is RUNU.
It'll probably hit BL2 to like. I think it's gonna go to UU, to be honest.
It's probably gonna go to UU. Like that's enough. That's enough to push to UU.
Yeah, I mean, where's Galvantula these days?
I think he's.
Are you?
No, maybe.
Yeah, it says are you.
Maybe. Who knows? Nobody knows
I'll
anymore.
I'll find it real quick.
We'll see.
I mean, I guess that's what you get when you do up sticky webs and you die.
All right, so let's move on though.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Stekateka. We're gonna talk a little bit more about this in like the second half of the show, because we have a team with Stekateka, because we decided to do a team of something that might be around by the time this episode's out. So,
Stekateka, by the way.
Okay, makes sense. So Stekateka, you can actually play with his stats for Beast Boost significantly, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So. So Stekateka's base stats are base 61 HP, so not terrible, but not the greatest. Base 131 attack, base 211 defense.
We Steelix now, boys.
Yeah. Base 53 special attack, base 101 special defense, and 13 base speed. So it's
one of the I can tell you right now. If it were me, and I have seen your set, so I agree. Yeah. Just everything in HP and attack and go for the moon.
So you can futz with the IVs. to if you have a 14 IV in defense, I believe at level 50.
You can
It has to be at level, if you're at level 50, which is if you're playing on the cart. That's what you have to be concerned with. You need a 14. If you're playing on Showdown, a 15 will work. But if you have a 14 or a 15 IV in defense for Stack Attacka, you can trigger it, the Beast Boost, if you do a defense lowering nature to Beast Boost attack. And so what you could do is you could Trick Room, and then you can Gyro Ball, Stone Edge, Earthquake. It gets superpower, so it's not terrible. And you can just sit there and sweep for four turns. It's essentially Magearna on steroids.
It's like a physical version of Magearna.
Yeah, it's a physical version of Magearna.
I mean, I haven't done any calcs with him yet, but like that, he's Rocket Steel type.
Okay, so like just for as an idea, after Lando T switching in on it, at minus one, Gyro Ball does over half.
Yeah, Gyro Ball.
What does Earthquake do back? I mean, is
It absolutely okos. It okos. Yeah.
Okay, I figured with the times four, but like I said, like because he has Rock and Steel, so Fighting and Ground type will be your Doom.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Earthquake's everywhere, so
that's why it's balanced.
Yeah,
that's honestly why it's balanced. I mean, you can get away with you could carry like an air balloon if you really want to.
Get away with that.
Yeah, you could probably get away with an air balloon at least once.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we used to do before Bloom Doom Heatran was a thing. I mean, I'm sure if it's still floating around somewhere, get it?
Yeah.
Anywho. But all right, that's really bad. but I think Air Balloon could be pretty useful. Yeah. Just throw a Z-move on him.
Generally, you run Rock EMZ or Fighting EMZ if you're running Superpower or Stone Edge.
Yeah.
It hits something hard, and that's what you want.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what you do 90% of the time, but... I'm still in a piddle mindset where, like, you kind of have a clue what your opponent's bringing, but if you're just laddering on Showdown and you want to hit the most teams with what you want, probably Rock EMZ.
For those of you listening who don't know what it means when we say piddle, it is the Puckle Draft League. It is the draft league we do on our Discord server. So if you're not there, you should check it out.
Yes.
I realize we kept saying piddle, and nobody knows what we're talking about, so it's fine. For those of you who don't know, definitely not me, is one of the co-commissioners for Piddle. So that's why we had him on. He's also a UUTC winner.
2016 UUTC. It was the best meta for OU ever, mainly because I could actually win in it.
So let's move on to the last Pokemon of note in this, that we got added on, Noggin and Adele. I think
broken.
I said it right.
It's broken.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty broken. Bad. So
let me paint a picture for you guys. He's poison and dragon. What a great offensive typing. And now, if one of you will help me, what's his special attack?
It's 127.
All right, that's pretty cool. He's going to hit anything he wants real hard. What's his speed?
121.
Okay, cool. So he outspeeds literally everything. Cool. Fantastic. Or maybe Coco outspeeds him. Coco's 124.
So the problem with that...
Oh God.
The problem with that isn't just his stats like that. Like, those are great stats to have, right? But the problem is, unlike a lot of the other Ultra Beasts, he got access to Nasty Plot.
Yeah.
So he can set up sweep. It's not like Zerkatree got Tail Glow, granted, but Zerkatree also didn't get 120. Zerkatree also didn't get 121 speed.
No, Zerkatree needs either the speed boost to do something or
yeah.
But like
you have to choose one or the other.
This is insane.
So like, you can get the Nasty Plot, and then he can trigger the Beast Boost to be speed, which is just disgusting. And so that's the huge issue. And right now you either need to be running Tyranitar to I don't want to say it's a check. It's not a counter. So
it is a check because so
+2 T-Tar Earthquake Okos. Earthquake does Oko because his defense stats are really bad.
They're like all 70.
They're all really mediocre.
120s, everything is like 73-ish or something like
that. It's all very mediocre. A plus two sludge wave to T-Tar, though, if you're running a Saltfest T-Tar in the sand, will take about, I think, about 60%. So that's why it's gross. The reason it's gross is because we have, on our hands right now, we have a Hydreigon situation from back in Gen 5, where you just have one mon.
That's not the joke.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually like being historical properly today. And so we have a T-Tar that's where we have a Hydreigon that's just, there's no way to stop it. It's got checks. It just doesn't have any counters. And Smogon, for a multitude of reasons, is probably going to ban this. It's probably going to receive a quick ban, not even a proper suspect check. I see it being a little bit slower than Marshadow this time because it's so new and everybody's still playing with it. But I was playing on Showdown earlier today, testing the team that we're going to talk about in the second half of the show. And I noted, like, when you play against one, like, you feel bad, but I know it needs to happen because you need to play the broken thing for them to be able to fix it.
Yeah. And I feel you.
And so I'm just waiting because it'll probably be banned. Nagana the Devil will most likely be banned. And it's going to go to Ubers, and we're all just going to miss it, and that's fine. No hurt feelings. I won't mind. It would have been a good game changer, but I'm okay with getting Stack Attack and UB Burst. I think those are good, two fair things to have.
You know, absolutely. Like,
and they're not terrible or game breaking. Yeah, I honestly think Stack Attack would make a really great partner with McGeerna because they both play off that Trick Room so hard.
And, it's 2017. Is Trick Room and OU going to be a real thing?
I think Trick Room isn't a real thing for like setting up for other mons in OU, but it's the equivalent of essentially being like, for four turns, I'm going to get like plus six speed, you know?
Yeah.
It's the belly drum play for these things. And that's the big takeaway there. It's the belly drum play. And it's something that people are playing with more because Trick Room McGeerna before Stack Attack was a thing. It still is a thing. People do play Trick Room McGeerna.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it's easier with McGeerna because you actually get Trick Room.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So let's move on to some notable moves. So we got the move tutors, and we also got some we already hit upon like Sticky Webs because they did change egg moves as well. Mm-hmm. And so I want to shift gears to some of the notable moves we got. First of all, let's just get the elephant out of the room. Defog finally got a move tutor. That is the thing we've all been waiting for. And
weird things got Defog.
All right, I'm gonna start off with what's probably one of the most useful mons to get Defog. Like, I'm not even memeing. I'm not gonna make any bad jokes here. Rotom.
I honestly agree.
I mean this in terms of Rotom Wash is the big OU mon in this where. Mm-hmm. Him having Defog is great because he already resists it coming in. And then he levitates, so he doesn't anything else he doesn't really care about either. So he's a fantastic hazard removal.
Not to mention you typically run Rotom Wash in particular as more of a utility mon in some sense.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's the big thing.
Yeah. He's got a great defensive typing and that levitate with the water and electric. So there's not much can OCO him, let's put it that way.
Oh, absolutely, no.
I mean, if you're switching into something that's set up, well, I mean, you probably shouldn't be doing that anyway. But Defog is great on him. Mm-hmm. The other big one that comes to mind is Lando T.
Yeah.
But, you know, he could already do everything else anyway, so this isn't really going to change him too much. It just adds some utility to him. Like, this isn't enough to send him to Ubers or anything.
No, like, it's not going to. It's just one of those things where it's just like, here's another option for Lando.
Where he could already do everything, but it doesn't, like, break him or anything.
A bunch of Puckalonians and I were talking about the whole Lando situation earlier in that, first of all, a lot of people I know are just, like, frustrated with Lando existing. And so there's a lot of opinions I have on that, and I don't care if Smogon hears me voice my opinions, because, one, they're probably just going to laugh at me, say I don't know what I'm talking about. And, two, I can't do anything to stop it, and I recognize that fact very clearly because I'm not the one that hosts, like, the simulator server. It's them. It's not me. And so the big thing is, Lando is very centralizing to the meta, and it's probably due to the fact that it's two things. One, I think Smogon for a very long time had this big they have this big love for Lando. They really love Lando. They said in several instances that if they got rid of Lando, the whole meta would fall apart. But to be fair, if you have a meta, like, yeah, it's going to – like, removing Lando from this meta right now would cause a giant shift. Everything would reorganize, and it would be very scary. Now, I don't think Smogon's always made the best decisions because back in Gen 4 – there you go. There's your reference. They banned Garchomp. And this just kept creating a constant power vacuum, and they just kept banning Pokemon after Pokemon after Pokemon because of this Garchomp ban. I don't think we'd have the same situation with Lando. I think we'd reformulate the meta, and it would become re-centralized around a different group of Pokemon. You probably – like Tapu Koko would still probably be big, but there's other things to counter Tapu Koko that aren't Lando. And
right.
That's the big thing. Like Koko has counters outside of that, and so Smogon kind of – just they've built themselves into a system where they've made the Lando problem worse and worse and worse. They've kept the centralizing Pokemon in the meta without actually doing anything about it, and it's just becoming more and more of a problem, and it's going to be worse and worse and worse when or if they ever decide to remove it from that meta. And I think the way to do that is Nintendo just to give Lando like its own exclusive move that's complete and utter bull, and then Smogon is forced to remove Lando. And when that happens, we'll see a huge reorganization of the meta. If that happens, I need to put a big if on this because I don't think it ever will. And that's the meta for you right there. And where was I going with this? So yeah, Smogon doesn't know what they're doing with Lando.
I mean, it's just Lando things where like, I disagree a little bit with you on that. And I'm not sure how Shamu feels on this, but like, go ahead. Go ahead,
I'd like to see, like, just we can do a suspect test without Lando. I'd like to see how.
I'd like to see a suspect test. I agree.
Oh, that'd be really interesting to see because I think he over-centralizes it in that I cannot think of a more versatile mon, and so, that like I can do anything I want to do with Lando. Like I've run everything from Assault Vest Lando to Choice Scarf Lando before in the past. And now with Z moves too, like I can run defensive and still be an offensive threat, but not in a game breaking way. I don't think he's OP in the sense that
he's not OP. He's not OP. He's just over centralizing.
Yeah,
and they have banned things for being over centralizing before. And this is one of those scenarios because we were discussing this once again in the Discord, and one of the one comment that stood out to me was from, I believe, Rotted Mushroom, who said, the moment that Smogon is suggesting sets that counter yourself, that is the moment you probably need to be suspect tested. Because if you look go look at the number one set that's suggested for Lando right now, and it says, hey, you should run Hidden Power Ice for other Lando.
Yeah, that is a problem.
So I think the moment that you start running coverage moves for yourself is the moment that you need to realize, hey, this Pokemon's probably a little centralizing in the meta.
And even then, for a while, that's like, oh, you always gotta run ice because Lando T's a thing, so you gotta have some sort of ice coverage one way or another.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. It does limit team creativity and. But then again, it's the people at Smogon. It's not me. And we're more than welcome to build our own metas. The problem is we just don't have the community or simulator built around it.
Yeah.
Well, we're all in agreement though. We should at least suspect test them. What would happen.
I think that would be great. Like just do a suspect test. I'm not saying this could even be a special scenario where like they build a separate ladder with Lando. Like they did that separate UU ladder back in Gen 6 where it was UU no Scald. And do an OU no Lando. I want to see what that is just for like a month.
Even if they just to see what the data is of like what happens because that'd be so interesting, at least to me.
I think it would be incredibly interesting just to see how the game shifts. And I don't think we'd see a power vacuum created just like it was in Gen 4 with Garchomp being banned and then that just being filled by Salamence and then Salamence being banned. And then that being filled by, surprisingly, Dragonite. And
no, I don't think we'd see something like that either, because like anything he can do, there are other Mons that do it. There's not a single Mon that can do what he does, right? But mm-hmm. like, so if you need like utility setup, there's other people that can do that. If you need stab Earthquake with good speed, there's people who can do that. Like,
I think his usage is still at like 25%, like constantly. It's just gross.
It's because he's not like he's over centralizing, but he's not OP to the point where like people would use him all the time.
No, no, I don't think he's OP. Like, let that just be I don't think he's OP.
Any of us do.
I don't think he's OP. I think it's just the issue of once again the over centralization of a meta, and that's the big deal.
Yeah, and Rotted hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I build an OU team, I'm always like, well, I have to make sure I've got some way to handle Lando.
That's a typical thing. Like, I won't even hate that, because that's how you're supposed to build teams. You're supposed to look at what's common in the meta and play against that. Granted,
but it's something where you can guarantee you're going to see Lando more than anyone else.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like, it's far and beyond. Like, Lando is the most prominent Pokemon in usage. And well, I mean, we'll just wait. Just maybe they'll do something that just breaks it.
We'll see.
Just
all right. So I got a question for you guys that maybe you can answer. So everyone and their mother got defog, right? Who are some of the more ridiculous people that got defog? You think whether it's viable or not?
There's a couple. I'm looking at the list right now. Like
Surf got it.
Yeah, Superior guy, but that might actually be decent.
Yeah, I can see that, because sometimes I like, you don't know what that fourth move on Serp should be sometimes.
Yeah, it's like Glare, Seed Sob, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I agree 100% on Serp. Blaziken got it, though?
Yeah, I was like, looking, like, I didn't know. I was like, Blaziken, okay. You're not going to see it in OU.
You'll never
like,
see it. You'll never see it.
It's the same reason why, like, so we were talking about Rotoms earlier, and it really, in my mind, Rotom Wash and maybe Rotom Grass, but like three of the Rotoms take 25% from Stealth Rocks.
You're not gonna see Rotom Heat run it. You're gonna see Rotom Heat being run as Rotom Heat, but Rotom Mo, maybe you'll see. I kind of hope we see more usage of Rotom Mo.
I'd like to see that, especially with Defog. I think you finally get get some good utility out of them, and
it's not a bad typing.
Mm-mm. I think just it was. The better typing is Rotom Heat if you're looking for like offensive pressure.
Because, mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got Leaf Storm on Rotom Mo, and you've got the Overheat on Rotom Heat. I don't know. I feel like at least right now the Overheat hits a little better. And then if you want utility, you just go Rotom Wash. Like, there's no question.
Absolutely. No, there's some other ones. There's some other moves that the move tutors brought that I thought was really interesting.
We still got a couple more things for Defog, though, because, like...
Oh, okay, fine. Talk about Defog. Coco got it, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, Coco got it, and that's incredibly important. Also, Volcanion, which...
Yeah, which was weird.
And then...
I don't think... And we'll see. Time will tell. I don't think Coco having Defog's gonna be a big deal.
It's not going to be a big deal, but essentially it can change up the pivot set, so they'll run either U-turn or Volt Switch, more likely U-turn.
That was definitely the more prominent set, too.
Because that essentially gives Coco the fourth option to actually have much more of a utility role other than just pivot.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really good pivot, to be fair. And it's like one of the best pivots.
It probably is the best pivot, in my opinion, just because it's being effective ability.
I would agree.
I'm with you on that.
And then also Silvally got it, which might actually make it rise in usage a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
If not a chunk more. Like, just because Silvally really didn't have a lot going for it.
Had Parting Shot and...
That was about it.
Yeah.
Like, that and then just any physical stab.
And Explosion. It can explode. A lot of things can explode, though.
Yeah.
Almost everything.
I don't think that puts him in OU, though.
No, but it might make it much more viable in OU.
Yeah, like, he's got decent utility, because I think he gets Toxic, too.
Yeah, he gets a good chunk of TM, just because, like...
I mean, look at Feeny, right? Feeny, I could see Silvally being compared to Feeny as, like, a bulky Mon that gets with Defog. I mean,
sure.
If Type Null got Defog, that would be like over, right?
Oh.
But thankfully, Type Null doesn't get it.
But, Eviolite monster thing.
You'd see a lot of type null, I think, in usage if you saw it, if it got defog, honestly.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, I mean, super tanky mine with defog? Yeah. Yes, please. I'll take it.
So I want to move on because there's a few other moves that we got in move tutors that it's not as widespread as defog, where we're worried about a lot of things. But so knockoff obviously makes a return, and I think the most notable new mon that gets knockoff is Toxapex.
Kartana.
Oh, Kartana gets this as well. Yes,
that's a really major one. Just because
Kartana getting knockoff. Yeah, that's well, it had Night Slash before,
but knockoff way better.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to run... You never ran Night Slash before because you didn't really need the dark, but now you have knockoff. You're going to see that a lot more often just because of the utility and the essentially 130 base power you can get off.
It's going to be really interesting in VGC, honestly.
Yeah.
I think more so than... You see a lot of Kartana in VGC. I'm very excited to see knockoff Kartana in VGC and how
and
that goes.
And then also Oranguru got it for VGC-wise, so that might be a thing.
Oranguru doesn't really do too much, in my opinion.
I mean, knockoff's just a good move on anyone who gets it, right? Yeah. So, like, the VGC usages are nice in that, well, like, if you don't have a Z move, it's fine, it's VGC. Maybe this will be the meta where no one gets any items after turn 3. But
I don't know about that.
But, you may see some more usage out of Kartana in that, like, so knockoff's usually a pretty safe move to use. Like, if you know they're switching, but you're not sure what, like if it's early game, or at least this is how I like to play. If I'm running knockoff and I know they're going to switch and I'm not sure what they're going to switch into because they've got a few options, I'll just click the knockoff because then you get great scouting information. Mm-hmm. You'll know who's running what. Like, if it's like, okay, cool. This Pokemon, they have a Z move. Great. Later on in the game, it has less usage because either the items have been knocked off or it's a Z move, so you're not going to get the bonus anyway. But it's nice early game just for the scouting purposes alone.
Yeah,
especially for a Kartana, at least in my mind.
So another move that I honestly didn't know existed until I found out it was in move tutors that a lot of Pokemon got is Stomping Tantrum.
Yeah.
So,
we should mention for knockoff is Tapu Fini.
Yes, Tapu Fini got it. That's right.
Tapu Fini got it?
Yeah.
Because Tapu, they're just like, hey, wait, does Tapu Fini want more utility? And then, somebody was just
cheers,
like,
buddy.
and somebody was just like, eh, why not? So Tapu Fini got more utility. Yes.
Yep.
But I want to talk about Stomping Tantrum.
Yeah, go for it.
So a Stomping Tantrum is a move that I didn't realize existed in Gen 7. Because I believe Mankey and Primeape, Cubone, Marowak, Golurk, and Guzzlord got it, so you never really cared.
Yeah.
And it's
I'm not going to lie, guys. I just had to look it up right now.
Yes. So Stomping Tantrum is Earthquake, but 75 base power. But what happens is if it fails, such as like if there's a protect that's used beforehand, or if it misses by some happenstance with 100% accuracy or something like that, it doubles the next turn to 150. So it does actually matter. Or let's say protect or something like that. Oh, wait, no, actually if protect is used, it is not doubled, it says. Actually, that is the mechanism. It is actually I forgot we got that backwards. We were discussing this beforehand, but a crazy number of Pokemon got this move.
Yeah, but before you go on, it's more like what's it called? High horsepower, not earthquake. Cause it's
yes, no, my bad. I apologize.
I want to make sure we got that correct.
Yes. Yeah, but imagine if it like failed on like a flying type or a levitate mon or something like that.
Yeah,
and then your opponent like gets scared of it or something like that, gets scared of you. They realize you play those prediction games, you know, sometimes where you're gonna predict the switch in, but your opponent stays in with their levitate or flying type mon, so you get a failure. But then your opponent's just like, are they gonna use this move again? Or am I going to stay in? You know, and I think that's the one matchup where this matters, and it's on so many mons now that I think we might start seeing it. as an occasional like ground type coverage.
Yeah.
Granted, most of these Pokemon that get it already get access to Earthquake or Bulldoze or something of the sort, but it would be really interesting to see. I mean, I don't know what tier Girafarig's in, but that'd be cool. on Girafarig or something like that.
I don't know if Girafarig runs physically, to be honest. It might.
It can now.
Oh, well, obviously it can. I know it could. But
I mean, Heatran gets it,
yeah,
which is interesting. Chestnut gets it. Chestnut actually gets it. Chestnut, that seems really big.
That's pretty big on Chestnut, because
Chestnut didn't have ground coverage before, so that's really interesting. I wanted to bring this to the attention of people because I didn't realize this move existed until today. Yeah.
It's really good, and it's still like it's not as good as Earthquake, but 75 base power.
75, yeah, on a lot of mons that don't get, on some mons that don't get ground type coverage on the usual, and you can also like play a trick on it and stuff like that. It's interesting.
Yeah, that's a nice little play, and I didn't even know it existed. How long has it been around?
Gen 7.
Oh, so it is new to Gen 7.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it came out last year with Sun and Moon, but so like
I feel a little better.
And then on top of that, only like 6 Pokemon got it, so don't feel too bad. And 6 Pokemon you would never really use on top of that. Moving on, though, there's like 2 more that I want to hit on before we take a break. And so the first one that I wanted to hit on is Icy Wind. Icy Wind's crazy because Icy Wind's always nice to see used because you get that speed drop. It's an ice type. It's a little weaker than Ice Beam, obviously, but it's used both in VGC and in OU. And there was somebody, I totally forget who got it, that I was just like really excited about. There are just a couple mons that picked up Icy Wind that I was just very surprised with. Let's see. Toxapex gets it, and Silvally.
Yeah, and I think Feeny gets it too. Which is
Feeny gets it. That's the big one. Feeny gets
really
Icy Wind.
That's really big on Feeny, but now that Silvally gets it too, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Silvally move up a little bit. Maybe not OU, but maybe that BL2.
I think Defog is going to be better on Silvally than Icy Wind. Just
why not both? Like, who cares?
I think on Feeny, because occasionally you get the Ice Beam on Feeny. I think it's a much better play than Ice Beam.
Oh, and that's actually so good on Feeny Ice Beam.
Oh, honestly, I would not run Ice Beam on Feeny anymore. I would run Icy Wind.
Like, yeah, I would too, because it's great speed control in that, like, all right, you want to keep playing this, and it's a Feeny, so there's a good chance after one you're gonna outspeed it.
Yeah, well, and honorable mention for Shamu, Oricorio does get it.
Yeah, so, and you make Oricorio like a slightly bit better because you can actually run a hidden power other than ice.
Just stop. Yeah.
You're I'm just saying,
it's a thing, Thatch. It's a thing.
Just stop, Shamu. Stop. What was the last one that I wanted to hit upon? Let me just...
Liquidation Stealth Rock? Because I feel like...
Liquidation's all right. It's not... I don't think there's any groundbreaking things, because it's just like, hey, if you got Waterfall, you get Liquidation.
Pretty much. Like, the only three I see right now is just like Sharpedo, Relegator, and Azumarill, and then Mew, I guess. But Mew's not going to ever run it. I
Mew doesn't count.
I just saw that, like, oh, Mew gets
it. Throat Chop is the one I didn't talk about earlier. That got a little bit more widespread, so you might see that for Hyper Voice users. I don't know if that's going to happen yet. If it does, I feel like it's going to be a late-to-come thing in the meta. You're going to be... If you see a rise in, like, Mega Gardevoir, you're going to see a rise in Throat Chop usage.
Well, I'm, like, looking at some of the things for Throat Chop. Is that true? Okay, so somehow, like, Raikou gets Throat Chop. Like,
yeah, because he kicks you in the throat.
I guess.
So whenever something like that happens, I always go, man, why does Raichu get that? Why don't we just check the Japanese name to see if it means anything different? The Japanese name for Throat Chop, Shamu, is Health Thrust. So Raikou can learn Health Thrust. That is what we learned today. Health Thrust.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it Health Thrust instead of Throat Chop. But a few things.
Both names are good.
A few things get it, and I think it's really interesting if you consider things like Mega Gardevoir. Empoleon actually shows up to me, because you can see that as like a Mega Gardevoir or Mega Salamence counter to some extent. Because you go, hey, Throat Chop, you can't use Hyper Voice anymore.
Yeah. Also, Hariyama, because that's what's seen. I'm playing like Trick Room teams. might be something that comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We got Weavile. Really, I think Weavile got it already, though. Gallade gets it, though. I don't know if we'll see Gallade.
Maybe.
Bisharp.
That's not as exciting, though. Okay, but
those last two seem unlikely to use.
I gave my 2 cents on Throat Chop because I remembered it was a move. But the last one I wanted to talk about was Drain Punch. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, Drain Punch.
Drain Punch gets on to, I think the biggest one, and you'll probably agree with me, Shamu, is Buzzwole.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Buzzwole, we've played a lot of Buzzwole, you and I. I think people can say
reliable recovery for. Yeah, cool.
Well, he's had reliable recovery before. Well, not as reliable as Drain Punch. I think Fighting type's a much better type than Bug type, which it already has Leech Life access.
So, yeah, I mean, let's see. Because, I mean, Buzzwole, you can get the attack boost from.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's perfectly fine. Drain Punch is, I think, a much better alternative to Leech Life, in my opinion.
I just saw something else that got Drain Punch that's actually really interesting.
What is it?
Mimikyu.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mimikyu gets it.
That's actually really good.
Mimikyu. Yeah, the steel type coverage. Exactly. Ooh. Mimikyu might be good.
You hit that Swords Dance, and then you just click Drain Punch to victory.
Yeah.
except for the opposing Mimikyu, right?
don't do this.
That's why you speed creep somehow.
If they ban Mimikyu before Lando, I'll cry.
I can't even see that happening. Yeah. But if it does happen, then I don't even know. It's like when they got rid of Arena Trap. But you know, let's not even get on that topic.
That's a completely different topic.
Yeah.
I'm still bitter. Like, six months later, I'm still bitter.
They tried to ban that as hard as the U.S. has been trying to ban net neutrality, let me tell you.
Yeah. Call your congressman, guys. Call the FCC. Do it. Anywho.
All right. So, we'll wrap this up right now.
I want to say one more
thing. Shamu, you can go ahead and say it.
Can we give a shout out to Kumo, who got like every single tuner move?
Yeah, he got like
Stealth Rock, got Elemental Punches, got like everything.
So I think with Kumo, they were just like, man, we really messed up. And
he was supposed to be good. We screwed up, guys.
Yeah, well, most of the dragons are typically good, right? Goodra was fantastic. Who is Gen 5? Hydreigon, obviously fantastic.
Yeah.
You had. Before that, you had Gen 4. Who is Gen 4? Garchomp, fantastic. You had Salamence, fantastic. T-Tar, fantastic. Dragonite, eh. And so, Dragonite's all right. It's not the best, but it's better than running Altaria. So
easy.
Yeah. They even give it Water Pulse.
Kumo'o, though, remember Kumo'o just got like dragged through the trash because we're just like dragon fighting is just not a good type right now. Flying types everywhere. We were talking about this.
Not only that, the Tapus are everywhere.
Exactly. And so x4 weakness to fairy, and it's not a good time for Kumo'o. And they're just like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to pull out all the stops, give it everything. And honestly, with its new Z move, I wouldn't be surprised if we see something.
Yeah, I'm gonna fool around with it, to be honest, because I want the thing to work.
I love Kumo'o. He's just with the Tapus everywhere. He's just not.
It's just that, and then he could be now. It's just you gotta live one turn. That's really what it comes down to now. If you can live one turn, pull it off.
It just needs setup.
Don't hit a fair. Yeah,
it needs setup. Its typing is just such trash.
They all
its typing is living in pre-Gen 6.
Yeah.
And they kind of messed up, too, with the Z move in a way. Like, it works for clanging scales, but the fact is that it's a dragon, and it can fail on a fairy.
Exactly. Do you not get the boost, then? I don't know.
No, it fails completely. You waste your Z move. Happened to me earlier. Someone tried it on me. Didn't work.
Good to know, Shamu. Thanks for testing it and taking one for the team. All right, then. Okay, so we'll take a break here, guys, and we'll come right back at you after the short break with a, what's it called? With a team. We got a team. It's almost good.
We got a team.
It's almost good. So we will catch you on the flip-flop.
Do you have a craving for some savory and wild foods? Well, head on over to the Rhyhorn Steakhouse, where right now we're having a special on Shuckle Salad for $4.99 and Geodude Meatballs for $6.50. You probably won't die. Come see us soon.
And welcome back. We are here today with your team of the episode. This is a team that we built earlier today just because we wanted to cover some of the new Pokemon and how to play it in this meta. Hopefully, by the time this comes out for you guys in real life, Naganadel's gone. But until then, this team is covering Naganadel. So we built this team around Stakataka because we wanted to try Stakataka. It's actually probably the most promising Ultra Beast that'll still be around in 2 weeks.
Yes.
That comes out of this game. So,
and he's fun.
Yeah, he is. Oh my gosh. So we're running Stakataka with Rockium Z to get that Z, to get the Z Rock move off of a Stone Edge. So Beast Boost, obviously, 252 HP, 252 attack, Lonely Nature, so you can get the attack boost, with a 15, IV in defense because we're running it on Showdown. So we'll, of course, the team's in the show notes. You guys can also try it out and play with it. This team isn't perfect, by the way, but it's still fun. So you can get Trick Room out of it, because you just want that plus six speed for four turns. And if you get this off at the right time in a match, you can sweep with Stakataka.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Just sweep.
No, it's just,
because
Gyro Ball
you're
strong as hell.
You're essentially getting Moxie boost every single time. Yeah, Gyro Ball hits everything because 13 base speed is gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Gyro Ball, Stone Edge, and Earthquake. He does get access to Superpower as well. That's also an option you guys can try. But I think Stakataka, just with those moves, fantastic, fun, the best. So yeah, try that out. That's just a fun set. That's like the set right now for Stakataka. It's a lot of fun. Try it out. So Stakataka, Rock, Steel-type Pokemon. It's still really susceptible to, what's it called? Naganadel. This just nasty, disgusting thing that exists right now. And so you need something to check it. And we were talking earlier in the show that T-Tar, Assault Vest T-Tar is pretty much necessary for that. So that's what we're bringing. You can probably build T-Tar more so to actually counter it. Probably if you add some Spideff investment, but this set does not. 252 HP, 252 attack. I ran Brave because we're in Trick Room already, but Shamu's just like, don't run Brave, don't be an idiot. Speed creep.
You
play VGC.
You run Brave if you're running like Ice Beam, but we're not running any special attacks or anything on here. That's what Brave is for.
Brave's for Trick Room, okay?
If you want to do it for Trick Room, you can do it for Trick Room.
Okay, you can run Adamant as well. That's the end of the story.
If what we're saying is you have a little room to play around with on this.
Exactly.
Side. The idea is sound, and just Assault Vest T-Tar, it's been around for a while, but go ahead, Thatch.
Yeah, and so Earthquake, Stone Edge, Pursuit, Ice Punch. It's the way you got to play against Naganadel. You click the EQ button and you hope you Oko. If not, you Pursuit and you hit hard. And I threw Ice Punch on there as coverage because of Lando and just a few other things that you might run into that Ice Punch helps out with. It's my personal choice. Though you can play however you want. This is Pokemon. We also dropped the Lando T on this team because you absolutely
still
have to.
Still owe you, guys. It's still owe you.
So the problem is we have Stakataka and T-Tar now, right? So yeah. What's the common factor there? They're both really weak to fighting types. Times 4 weakness. So what's the best counter to fighting types in the meta right now? The answer is Lando. And so
intimidate, you have that resist done.
Like, yeah, the intimidate, the resist. I ran the standard defensive set off Smogon because I was just building this quickly. I think it could be optimized a bit more, but
looking at this set, go ahead to explain what your EV spreads are.
So it's 252 HP, 216 defense, 24 special defense, 16 speed. 16 speed is to speed creep. I forget what. Exactly. As I said, I ripped it from Smogon, because it's this set. It is running Earthquake, Stealth Rock, U-Turn, and Hidden Power Ice for other Landos, because I wanted to drive that point home today. I just want you all to realize how stupid Lando is, because it is suggested that it runs coverage for itself. But let me pull it up, because Lando actually, I mean, those EVs actually do mean things. And this is, of course, on Impish Nature. So, let's dig into it. So the 24 special defense allows it to survive a Draco from a Life Orb Latios. That's why it's there. That exists for that reason alone.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, and I believe the 16 there is just speed creep.
Yeah, and I mean, your moves are totally fine. You've got Earthquake, you've got U-Turn, and you've mm-hmm. got two moves of your choice. In this case, it's Hidden Power Ice and Stealth Rock. Like, there's almost no other way to run Lando right now.
Yeah, I mean,
play around with the set in order to...
There's a few other variants, but I thought in the case of we're using this to stop fighting types for the team, I thought defensive Lando was the way to go. You can, of course, try to swap in like a choice Gar for something else, some other set, more offensive if you want, but...
When you fly an EMZ, you can, but then again, we're already running Rock EMZ on
We discussed this when we were building the team, and we're just
The defensive is really good. We have plenty of offensive pressure on this team just from the... Mm-hmm. Just from the stack attack and something else you'll see a little later on, but
yeah. So you know you have Lando, and you're just like, okay, what are the other things we have to worry about? Well, you need to worry about being able to pivot around and things. And so if you're running U-turn on Lando, you can build a nice Volt Turn core with Coco. So drop Coco on there because why not? It's Coco. It's great. I've seen usage move to Zap Plate for whatever reason. And
I mean, you just get that even more bonus from the electric surge and your
It's the same thing as Magnet. People were running Magnet for a while. It's the same thing. They do the exact same thing.
It's one of those things where, like, so with Coco, what else are you going to run if you're using a Z move elsewhere? Like, if you need it, you can put a choice scarf on it, right? If you feel whatever.
I wouldn't do that in this case.
You don't need it in this case, how we're running it. But, like, so then what other moves are you going to really put a life orb on it? No. Mm-hmm. You could do, like, specs.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, it's standard pivot Coco, though. 2v2 attack, or special attack, 2v2 speed. Thunderbolt, Volt Switch, U-turn, Hidden Power Ice. I think Defog might have been a good option on this team. Yeah. Just as somebody thinking, like, I think you could switch out Volt Switch for Defog. Just because playing with this team, one of the issues we had were because of these new Sticky Web users, Sticky Webs was giving the team a problem. And having some kind of mon that can remove hazards would be really nice. So just as an option, like Volt Switch for Defog, probably something to try. So we also had Tangrowth, because if you look at the rest of the team, there's nothing that can handle water types. Just nothing. You get a Swampert in the rain. That's an issue. You get a Gyarados getting set up. That's an issue. Tangrowth handles that. Tangrowth gives you Giga Drain. It soaks up the waterfalls, everything. And Knockoff is a great utility. So I just ran full on crazy Tangrowth with 282 HP, 28 defense, 228 special defense. Because once again, standard Smogon set. Why do they have reasons? Because they do.
And I mean, right now, like, I'm not sure how much it helps.
Well, the 20.
Maybe you won't be OCO'd against the base Negerner at all. I don't know.
Without the boost, it might. I don't know the calc off the top of my head because I haven't had enough time to go and calc all of these things yet.
But that'd be the only thing that's really going to pressure.
Exactly.
That.
Those 28 EVs in defense, for those of you wondering, is to allow a plus one devastating Drake from Zygarde to not kill it. So just remember that. Also, Regenerator is really nice to have just in general. I'm a fan of Regenerator. It is one of my favorite abilities. As soon as it came out in Gen 5, I was like, we're running Slowbro Amoongus. So,
yes.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Regenerator, and so that brings us to our third Assault Vest mon, because we're really scared of Naganadel, for those of you who haven't figured that out. And Tornadus Therian is a great user of the Assault Vest, and it's a great Regenerator user, and it's got some good move pool. It's got a great move pool on top of that. You get Hurricane. Unfortunately, that 70% hit chance means you're missing 30% of the time. That is a great way to put things, because 30% of the time you're missing, and that is huge. That is the same percentage of chance that your skull has to burn. So just put it in that, and like you're just right. Like, man, skull's going to burn this turn. Skull's going to burn this turn, and it does. And that's the same for Hurricane. You go, Hurricane's going to miss this turn. Hurricane's going to miss this turn. You get the same thing. Heat Wave is on there for coverage. Hits Ferrothorn pretty hard. And then you've got knockoff as well as for more utility and U-turn. So you can keep going with that Lando Tapu Koko Volturn core situation. You can put that in there. Regenerator with U-turn, one of my favorite things. Because you're low on health, you just switch out, you get 33% back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a solid team. It worked out really well on Showdown for the little bit we played it today. I think there's definitely some improvements that could be made upon the team. I think the biggest one could be Nigonidel is removed from the meta. And I mean, when that happens, I think it's a when and not an if. We're going to see Nigonidel removed from the meta. It's going to change a lot of things. You're going to see team compositions change. And right. I would like to make a special mention to playing this lower on the ladder today. I do not know what happened. It was just the weirdest low ladder I've ever seen. People just running the most random stuff. And
oh my god!
Yeah, it's new. It's like any other game. Like, new things.
Exactly.
Patch new you.
I think a lot of people are just trying everything out. And it was, to be fair, none of the teams we saw were actually using any of the new Pokemon.
They were just
using like new moves occasionally, and that was it.
People who didn't even understand immunity though, like people EQ on Lando.
Yeah, somebody tried EQing Lando and
toxicking Stack.
Low ladder is a very special place where anything possible.
I'd like to emphasize that very much so. Like
you'll play bad people and you'll play Smurf accounts where like someone who's really like up by 1700.
I got into a match with a mod. And so it was like real low ladder, like at 1100. I got into a match with a mod, and I'm like, okay, so you're definitely like smurfing, but
great.
Yeah, I mean they didn't play very well either. So it was I won. That's the big takeaway here, guys. I won. So
I guess the only other thing to say is if Nagana. Done because you know none of us can pronounce his name.
Nagana.
Well, okay, so Shamu can pronounce his name, but the two Thatches can't. I mean, you could, and all you need to do really, the same core would still work on this team, but it opens up T-Tar to other things as well.
You could run Mega T-Tar in that scenario. I think you can get away with that.
And you could even do something with Tornadus different if you really wanted to. I mean, Solvest Tornadus is still really good, but
I think you can run more special attack investment because I think certain Ferrothorn spreads will actually go ahead and be able to eat a heat wave.
Yeah. And that would be the only thing I'm worried about with this team, right? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Ferrothorn coming in and just being like, what are you going to do to me, buddy?
But exactly.
But you get more options as well once you get rid of our dragon poison friend.
Yeah, exactly.
You can throw some more fire here and there.
Yeah, it's going to be – you don't have to play as defensively. Hyper offense will come back unless you want to play Nigonidel. we'll see. It's probably going to get banned. Let's all be honest. It's going to get banned. But, yeah, that's going to be it for the show today, guys. If you want to submit a team for the next Battlecast, you can go and do so at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. You can also send any other questions you have about competitive Pokemon in any sense to, once again, pucklepodcast@gmail.com. And let's see. I want to wrap it up with our social spiel. So if you haven't already, follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit. You can find all of those at our website, pucklepodcast.com. If you want to come and hang out and talk with us about all this competitive nonsense, you can check out our Discord server. The link is in the show notes. If you haven't already, check out the next episode of Puckle. That's going to come out on Monday. We're really excited for that one. And if you haven't yet, check out Twitch. We do battles there. We do TCG. So every Thursday, I believe, except for this one, of course, because we have it is Thanksgiving today. So happy Thanksgiving, by the way, to those of you listening to this on the day it's released. We won't be streaming, but next week we'll be back with viewer battles on Twitch. So check us out, twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. Check out me and definitely not me. commenting on Puckle Draft League videos at YouTube at youtube.com/PucklePodcast. And if you want to help out the show monetarily, you can do that in one of two ways. First of all, you can go to TeePublic and buy t-shirts there. Right now, the Black Friday sale is probably going on, so definitely check that out. I think $14 t-shirts, cheap throw pillows that you can buy because people want a Puckle throw pillow. Me specifically. And you can... You can go there. Anything you buy on that store helps out the show. You can also more directly support us by going to patreon.com/pucklepodcast. There you can get a bunch of rewards, and it's a great time. And you also get access to the exclusive Patreon channel on our Discord, the only one that I keep notifications on for. So I think that's it, though. I think I hit everything. I did good. So... I guess that's it for me today, guys, and you guys as well. I'm Trainer Thatch.
I'm Shamu.
And I'm definitely not Thatch.
And here at the, what is it? Oh, the, oh my gosh, what is it
called?
The
Battle Royale Dome.
The Battle Royale Dome in the Alola region on Akala Island. It's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.